Sarvasrashtabdi Piyusha Sarvavedika Satvala Sarvasiddhantaradnadya Sarvalokika Trikrapada Sarvabhagavata Prana Srimata Bhagavatam Prabho Kali Dundurutaritya Sri Krishna Parivartata Paramananda Pataya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvata Sarvasevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namosate Madega Bandho Madsangan Madhagurur Madhamahadana Madhnistaraka Madhabhagya Madhananda Namosate Asaro Sarutathaya Nathina Chutatharaka Ha Namunchakata Chanamam Premna Ratkanta Yaspura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Verse 3. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Iti naha sumaha bhaga Iti na sumaha bhaga Narayana gunan prati Narayana gunan prati samsaya sumahan jata samsaya sumahan jata tad Bhavam, Bhavams, Chetam, Arhati, Tad Bhavams, Chetam, Arhati, Iti Nasumaha Bhaga, Narayana Gunan Prati, Sangsaya Sumahan Bhaga, Sangsaya sumahan jata tadbhavam chetum arhati iti na sumaha bhaga narayana gunan prati Samsaya sumahan prajatas tadbhavams chetamarhati iti nasumaha bhaga narayana gunan prati Samsaya sumahan jata Tad Bhavams Chetamarhati Orkya Iti Na Sumaha Bhaga Narayana Gunan Prati Samsaya Sumahan Jata Tad Bhavams Chetamarhati Iti na sumaha bhaga Narayana gunan prati Samsaya sumahan jata Tadbhavam shetam arhati Iti na sumaha bhaga Narayana gunan prati Samsaya sumahan jata Tadbhavam chetum arhati Maharajis Iti na sumaha bhaga Narayana gunan prati samsaya sumahan jata tadbhavam shetam arhati itina sumahabhaga narayana gunan prati samsaya sumahan jata tadbhavam shetam arhati. Synonyms: iti, thus, naha, are, sumaha bhaga, glorious one, narayana gunan, the qualities of narayana, prati, toward, samsaya, doubt, sumahan, very great. Jata, born. Tad, that. Bhavan, your lordship. Chetamarhati, please dispel. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O greatly fortunate and learned Brahman, whether Narayana is partial or impartial, has become a subject of great doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt with positive evidence that Narayana is always neutral and equal to everyone. Purport. Since Lord Narayana is absolute, His transcendental qualities are described as one. Thus His punishment and His offerings of favor are both of the same value. Essentially, His inimical actions are displays of enmity to Ashoka Aries. But in the material field, one thinks that Krishna is favorable to devotees and unfavorable to non-devotees. When Krishna finally instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Paratyagya Mamekam Sharanam Braja, this is meant not only for Arjuna, but for every living entity within this universe. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasidibhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Subhadimule Jnanam Paramparamai Krishna Sudharma Chuktam Dandastadeva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Sangasara Dukkha Jaladao Padita Sikama Kroda Dina Kurmakarai Kavalikatasya Durvashana Negadita Sinarasaya Chaitanya Chandramamade Vidavanabham Jaladara Shashibar No Koba Vishikisho Ro Sahachara Ganavrindai Kridamana Vijay Sho Natabara Jitave Sho Nilipitam Baradyo Jagata Janana He To Rama Krishna Tosmi Vanchakalpataru Vishcha Kripa Sundabe Vicha Paditanam Bhavine Bhu Vaishnave Bhu Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, it mentions that Krishna is not partial. And also, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, He says He's impartial also. I am equal to all, but he who worships me as a friend is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So Krishna's equal poise to every living entity. It just appears that he is partial. Kunti Devi also says that in Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 8, that only the people think that you are partial. Krishna's not partial. It's just that the devotees or suras, they follow the instructions of the Lord. And asuras are demons. And they don't follow the instructions of the Lord. That's all. But Krishna's equipoise. And some of the demons actually were his devotees. The Supreme Lord wants to fight. So who is he going to fight with? He's going to fight with his devotees. So when Just like when Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana, then he declared that my enmity with Ravana is over. The idea of dvesha, that the Supreme Lord is envious of Ravana, was not a fact. When Ravana was killed, then Ramachandra's hatred of Ravana was over. It was interesting stuff. Also, Prahlad Maharaj prayed to, after Nrisimha Dev had killed Aranyakasipu, then Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Nrisimha Dev to forgive his father. Quite interesting stuff. Actually, the Supreme Lord, it's very interesting that when Agasura was killed by Krishna, then his Atma, his spirit soul, was staying hovering outside the body. When Krishna appeared, then emerged into the body of Krishna, and the demon god Sayujamukti. So Pariksha Maharaj was astonished. How did he get Sayujamukti? You know, like this. So Pariksha Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami described, to dispel Pariksha Maharaj's doubt, anyone who meditates on the Supreme Lord, by the power of the mind or whatever, is awarded devotional service, which plunges the devotee into happiness. Of those who think of Krishna within himself. What to speak of Agasura? It's interesting shloka. Sakrita yadanga pratimantar ahita manomai bhagavato didogatim saeva nityatma sukhano bhutyubi yudastamayo ya antargatir hikampuna. What to speak of Agasura? It's an interesting shloka. There's word sukrit just once, and there are two shlokas, but that was one, and the other one is Brahma Gita. It's 10th canto, chapter 18, chapter 47, verse number 18, when Radharani is speaking about the qualities of remembering Krishna. Yarano charata lila karana piyusha vibrut sakrat odana viduta dvandva dharma vinashta sadapi kriya katumbam adina mutra jadira bahava iha vihanga bhikshu charyam charanti. Gopi Puranadhan translates that. There are two ways of looking at that. He said, one who hears the pastimes that Krishna regularly performs becomes finished from dualities of material existence. The vairagis, because they become completely finished, disgusted with material nature. And the others is the householders, the vanaprasthas, who are engaging in dvandva dharma avinashta. They're not going to be bewildered or finished by the dualities of their execution of their activities. Satapi, kriya katumba medina utra jadira. Suddenly such persons gave up their family life. So that's described, the renunciates, they give everything up. And the other one is another way of looking at it. Gopi Puranadhan says is dira, that they become sober. such persons become sober-minded. And bhikshu charyam charanti, and they engage in begging here and there for their maintenance. So it's interesting sloka by Radharani in Brahma Gita, the song of the bee. It's quite interesting verse and has two ways of looking at it, depending upon your situation in life. It's quite interesting. And I got that shloka by the word sakrit once. I got these two shlokas once. So Krishna is not impartial. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dvishto asti na priya. Krishna said, stated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 that I am equipoised, I am equal to all. But one who worships me as a friend is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So Krishna is impartial, actually. And Kunti Devi says in Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, that only the people think you to be impartial. Krishna's not impartial. But it's a question of who follows the instructions and who doesn't. Now, another thing about it is that Krishna's everywhere, within every living entity. His spouse is also. Tulsi Rani is everywhere, within every living entity. So recently, we had big hailstorm in Vrindavan. As big as your... Each hailstone was as big as your fist. It didn't happen in Govardhan. It didn't happen in Vaishnava. It happened in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan's got a lot of sinful people breaking the principles there. So Mukundadatta, my Sanskrit pundit godbrother, said, somebody was angry like anything, but... And they showed their anger by dropping this hail. And this hailstone broke all the stained glass panels. So I'm in anxiety about that because I only have 1 lakh in the bank. And fixing it is going to cost a hell of a lot of money. You know, 2-3 lakhs, whatever. At least 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs, I don't know. And I'm in anxiety about it. So I prayed to her, Rani, what will happen? She said, I'll provide it. Don't worry about it. So when is she going to do that? It's described in Hari Bhakti Balaj, chapter 9, verse 103, Talosi Tvam Prasida Me. When she's pleased, she'll give it. You can't say, give it now. Only sweets and no slaps. A child can't demand. Sometimes you need a good slap. A good slap is good for you. There was a boy that was sentenced to death for murder. So he called his babushka, his grandmother, over to hear him. And she couldn't hear him. So he called her close. Then he bit her ear and said, it's all your fault. When I was young, you didn't chastise me. I could have been reformed and I wouldn't have got this far to the stage like this. So he criticized her that it was her fault, that she didn't chastise him when he was young. So sometimes you need a good slap. It's good for you. It's good for you. And a Vaishnava and Vaishnavi substance should think that I only get the slaps I deserve. And Brahma Samhita says, Karmadi Nirdhati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan, that reactions is diminished anyway. So you think that I only get the slaps I deserve. And whatever you get, it's greatly diminished. Basically, it's pariksha. What are you going to do? Suppose, like, for example, you cut your finger. And it happens, you open some stupid knife and you cut your finger like that. And you're doing puja. And it's basically pariksha. Krishna's testing you, resolve. What are you going to do if I do this to you? Are you going to still love me and serve me anyway? Like that. So it's basically pariksha, test of your resolve. So one should become determined. So it's interesting that Lord Narayana appears to be partial. But he claims in Bhagavad Gita that he's not partial. His devotees, like Kunti Devi says, people only think that you're partial. It appears to be Krishna is partial to his devotees, only because his devotees are eager to follow the instructions and the non-devotees don't follow the instructions. Whereas Krishna's impartial to everybody. Now, it's described, Archita Tvam Sarasarai, that Tulsi was worshipped by the demigods and the demons. So actually, the asuras in the Vedic culture, in comparison to today, are pretty good people. Pretty good people, high morals. There was, I was in Bali, when somebody was asking, on Balaram Purnima, asked about Duryodhana. And one sannyasi from England said, actually, Duryodhana was pretty good. He had a lot of good morals. He wasn't a bhakta, but he had good morals. So, nowadays, actually, when you compare it to now, then even the demons are pretty good. Pretty wholesome people, you know, pretty good together people like that. So you really shouldn't criticize them, really. Because everybody is better than some and worse than others, you know. Better than the karmis. worse than the previous acharyas, previous generations, you know. That's basically everybody, you know. Everybody's better than some and worse than others. Therefore, I joke, from ABC to GBC, everybody can do it a little better than yesterday. Everybody can improve and do it a little better than yesterday. Basically, that's the idea. If you can't hear, ask somebody else who can. What to do? In some sense, if you can't hear, it's pretty good. Well, you can't hear. It means you have to become antarmukh, internally focusing anyway. Antarmukh. Antarmukh means eternally facing. Facing is inwardly. Your face is inwardly, inward, not external. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Amnyaya Sutra that there's two kinds of disciples, antarmukh and bahirmukh, he says. Antarmukh means they're not interested in photo opportunities, they just want seva. They're silent, they stay in the background, like that. And bahirmukh are externally faced. They gave up on themselves long back. And they're interested in photo opportunities with sadhus like that. I remember I was distributing Gujarati Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, and I was in Colaba when I approached some BJP wala, and he had outside of his door, Garva se kaho hum Hindu hai. You can sing it from the ramparts, the balcony ramparts, that I'm a Hindu. It was very interesting stuff. The thing about it is that Chaitanya Charitamrita sets were sasta. They were only 264 rupees a set. And I was distributing the Gujaratis. But, and they were taking it. Sadhu Baba has come. They would take it and sign some check. And I remember their children asking, Peter G, mudlana, kya faida? Kakarega. He goes, we'll give it to some school. We'll do something with it, you know. So they put it on their Elmiri, and they thought about it, what to do. And that was the days before we did contact Sangatan. It's like, we were interested in making devotees. One Gujarati man I visited once said, I saw your Guru Maharaj. I gave him 5 rupee donation in Cross Maidan. Pandal program, and he put it in his pocket. I was very happy that he accepted that 5 rupees. Yeah, I'll accept the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he took a Chaitanya Charitamrita. That was an interesting story. One has to be very afraid of what one asks for, because you may get it. The example was Stoka Krishnadas, disciple of Radhanath Maharaj, who prayed in Varshana, Sriji, I don't have any taste for the holy name, Ruchi, for the holy name. I'll have to get cancer or something. So he came back to Bombay. He was diagnosed with cancer. Well, you have to be very careful what you ask for, because you may get it. It's a very interesting story. There's also a story, another disciple of Radhanath Maharaj in Pune that developed cancer. And she was actually thanking Krishna for her cancer. I would have been a Hindu housewife, just attached to my family and my children. And I would have never read Srimad Bhagavatam or had a spiritual master, nothing. He said, I have to thank Krishna for my cancer, because my cancer made me serious to develop a devotional service. And her husband finished the article. His wife left with cancer. She had 2 sons. Both of them became devotees. So she thought, Jogaya, Ogaya, whatever is gone is already gone. Like that. But when she developed cancer, they put her up in the temple, and they moved out a lot of brahmacharis out of one room, put them on their head, and just so that she could stay. So she was grateful. She then she told, thinking, why should I disturb these brahmacharis? So she went back. Then the pain came back. So she told her husband, pain has come back. So they went back to the temple. Very, very interesting stuff. And the night before she departed, her sons were helping her to remember Krishna. And she told her husband, better you don't come here, because if you stay here, then you will think of me, and that will not help you. So better you don't stay at the time of my departure. And he didn't. He went home, and she departed. It's a very interesting story. And her husband finished the Marathi article about her cancer. It was in Back to Godhead magazine. Very interesting. Bhagavad Darshan. It was a very interesting story. And she actually thanked Krishna for her cancer, because cancer made her more serious devotee. Also, Gauranga Prem Swami told me this story from Gaudiya Vaishnav Jivan. Now, you have to take that book with a grain of salt. Maybe yes, maybe no. When in doubt, do without, is the British proverb. So, I doubted it. And I asked Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Bhai Bob Puri Maharaj, and he said, Devi Ganana Das, is Devi Ganana Das. And his disciples went, they weren't going to say nothing, you know. But Gauranga Prem Swami said, Devi Ganana Das was Gopal Chapala. So the idea was, you don't focus upon a devotee's past unless it's going to help for the future. So it's described, the Itihasa from Gaudiya Vaishnav Jivan, as described by Gauranga Prem Swami, that Gopal Chapala offended Srivas Thakur. So he put the paraphernalia of Durga outside, and Srivas Thakur basically threw it over his shoulder. Everybody can see what I am now. Who's done this to you? They said. So Gopal Chapala developed leprosy. And then when he developed leprosy, he sought Gauranga in the market. Oh, Gauranga, please be merciful to me. You should die, Gauranga said. But after death, don't worry about it. Yamaraj will really get you when you really suffer. Oh, Gauranga, you should be kind to me. You have to apologize. No way out, Gauranga said to him. So he apologized. And Srivas Thakur threw it over his shoulder. Wasn't such a big deal. But the leprosy continued. It means Srivas Thakur forgave him, but Krishna didn't. So then he approached Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu said, with the same mouth that you've offended a devotee, you should glorify a devotee. Now Gopal Chapala was a Brahmin. He was intellectual, so he said, how can I do that? You might glorify falsely. How can you glorify seriously? So Nityananda Prabhu said, ask Srivas Thakur that question. The person he offended asked him that question. So Gopal Chapala went and asked Srivas Thakur this question. And Srivas Thakur replied, serve the heart of a Vaishnava. Then you'll understand the mood of a Vaishnava and you will glorify properly. Then Gopal Chapala said, who will take this wretch? Who will accept this wretch? Then he said, Purushottam Das Thakur, Nityananda's Priyapatra. He's very kind. He may do so. So Gopala Chapala approached Purushottam Das Thakur, and he was initiated with the name Devikinandan Das. Devikinandan Das wrote the famous bhajan called Vaishnava Vandan. Very famous. And Gauranga Prem Swami says there's a Bengali book called Bhakti Tattva Sar. Has three bhajans attributed to, very same style of writing, attributed to Devikinandan Das. Quite interesting stuff. So one should always glorify the Vaishnavas. Now there's a Vaishnava who left his body in the Middle East, and all the Ayaram, Gayarams have to say something about that devotee. And I didn't know that devotee. So I accidentally stumbled on a shloka of Lord Chaitanya speaking to Ishwara Puri about the good fortune of Devananda Pandit, who got the association of a Krishna Pandit. It's Chaitanya Bhagavad Antya Khanda chapter 3. Verse 486. So Gauranga says, Siddhar Bhavati Va Netya Sangsayara Chuta Sevinam. Will somebody become perfect or not in the infallible service of Lord Achyuta? We may have a doubt. Meaning, if you haven't seen somebody for a long time, your guess is as good as mine and they're doing sadhana practices. Then Gauranga continues, Nisang Sayat Stu Tat Bhakta Paretesha Rathatmanam. If somebody develops taste for serving a devotee, Nisang Sayat, don't doubt it. So our benefit is to love and serve devotees, all the devotees, because you never know who's going to become great later on. So serve all, love and serve all devotees like that. And that we're only made out of nothing but the mercy of a devotee. Because of the devotees, we're still here. Now it's time for, well, it's an opportunity for you. It's open season. You can ask your questions as you like. It's open season. Anything you want. It can be about Tulsi Rani, it can be about anything. I've written this book called Tulsi Amritam. It's cool. It's got a lot of stuff which is probably hidden in the Sanskrit for hundreds of years. A lot of stuff. It has a lot of appendixes. It's good. We did it in hardbound because Matsyavatar, the Sanskrit principal of the school, suggested. I published it originally in softbound edition. And just like here, without any margin on it. So he says, you should increase the black, increase the point, and give a 1-inch margin all around. So when I did that, it shot up from 396 pages to 592 pages. Meow! Pretty big. Anyway, it's nice. You can take this book, and it's being edited as we speak in Australia by one lady. And she's editing for the third edition. I'll publish it. In Vrindavan, during the Ramanavami festival, 40th anniversary of the opening of the deity, I passed a lot out to devotees, to God brothers and to different senior people and like that. I distributed a lot. One of them I distributed to Niranjan, who was from Chitrakoot, scholarly Vaishnava, and he promised to translate it in Hindi for me in a few months' time. And he'll start. And it'll take him, maybe within a year we'll do it. And like that, publish it in Hindi. My God. You know, it's life goes on, you know. You don't flinch for Tulsi Rani because she's not a poor girl. I never flinched. Just like when I did my Tulsi shrine, which probably they should do here. I spent 17 lakhs of rupees on her. And so I broke a fixed deposit I had in Punjab National Bank. 2 lakhs. And I was down to my last 5,000 rupees. For sannyasi, that's tough to be down to your last 5,000 rupees. That's tough. So I prayed to her, hey, Rani, what will happen? And she came in the heart like an Akash Vani. She says, I'm in charge of all the beauty of Vrindavan. I'll make it beautiful. You just have to be patient and work for me. And I thought, she's just like her husband, steal everything. And when you can't pay it back, she gives it all back with interest. Like in Vrindavan, I stay in my AC room when it's blazing hot. It's about 500 meters away from the Tulsi shrine. Hey, you spent all this money on me, where are you? She'll call me to her lotus feet. And then, well, Jeta Maharaj Sharanaloy Taravancha Purnahoy. She'll fulfill all the desires of those who take shelter of her. You know? So that's cool. Basically, she does all that. And she's not a poor girl. So she'll pay for stuff. When I was in anxiety about, my God, how am I going to pay for this stuff? Fixing all these stained glass panels that broke. And she said, no, don't worry about it. We provided everything. When she's pleased to provide it. You can't say, give it now. You know, she'll give it when she wants to. She didn't say how she's going to do it. But she said she's going to do it. So that was pacifying, you know. And I thought, my God, I only have 1 lakh in the bank and I need 3. Basically, we haven't got the quotes yet. There are 2 stained glass guys. One is in Delhi and the other one is in Mathura. 2 stained glass guys. And they still haven't given me the quote yet for the bird. I'm still waiting for that, you know. And afterwards, we'll see about that when it comes. Anyway, we're distributing this book, Tulsi Amrita. So devotees can get a copy and take it home and read it. It's good. Now, There are two things. She's Jagadatri, the mother of the universe. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother. And she'll be better than your biological mother. She'll conjure you, sweet talk you. She'll blast you if you're in Maya. And that's really nectarian to know that somebody loves you. Somebody will take care of you. And that's great. And also, she's not a poor girl. As Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 279 says, Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnu's Tulasi Chata Tovarika. As Lakshmi is dear to Lord Vishnu, then Tulsi is even more dear. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, verse 18, Prabhupada talks a little bit more about it in the purport, that sometimes Lakshmi Devi has to go to see her devotees, but Tulsi never leaves the lotus feet of the Lord. Tulsi's bitter. He says like that. Sometimes Lakshmi has to go, but Tulsi's bitter, you know. And she's a Lakshmi. She's not a poor girl. And not only that, but she's a good architect also. She can get things done. I have a big, huge stained glass panel, 400 kilos above her, 8 by 8, 8 foot by 8 foot. I'm trying to make it 4 by 4. So the heat of Vrindavan warped the plexiglass panels above it to protect it. So I had to replace those. How am I going to do that? She says, simple. You put a bamboo jelly around my form, bring it down, adjust it, put your new panels on there, your plexiglass panels on there, put it back up. And when I told that to those in charge of the construction of Vrindavan, they went, brilliant idea, why didn't we think of that? You know, she's a good architect, she can get things done, you know. and she's not a poor girl either. Don't flinch. You don't flinch for Krishna, you don't flinch for Tulsi either, because they're not poor people. They'll pay for it. I never flinch for her, and I don't flinch for Krishna either, because they're not poor people. They'll pay for it. For their service, they'll pay for it. They'll provide it. Don't flinch for Krishna and for Tulsi either. We shouldn't flinch. They'll pay for it. If you need it, they'll do it. They'll give it whatever you need. Tesham Nityabha Yuktanam Yoga Kshemam Bahamyam. Those who are worshiping with devotion, I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Now, Krishna's not a liar. Some people would like to say that. I asked my sannyas guru, how is Krishna a liar? He said, he promised he would come back, but he didn't. In Padma Purana, it said he did come back. He came from Dwarka to outside of Mathura to kill Dantavakra. And after he killed Dantavakra, he went into Braj, stayed for 2 months, closed up shop. So it's not stated in Bhagavatam, but it's definitely stated in Padma Purana that he did come back, you know. So Krishna's not a liar. And the coward boys, how are they supposed to say, my best friend's a liar? You know, yeah, sure, you know, my best friend's a liar, you know. They'll never accept that Krishna's a liar, you know. Whatever he says, he means it, you know. So whatever he says in Bhagavatam or in Gita, he means it 100%. He backs it. And it's very interesting in Sartha Darshani Tikka, Sartha Varshani commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it's Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse 30. When Krishna says, Kuntaya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Oh, son of Kunti, you can declare it boldly, my devotee will not perish. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, now why is Krishna saying that Arjuna, you declare it boldly? Because he's a Vrijavasi, and everybody knows Vrijavasi's lie. If a devotee says it, then Krishna has to back it. That's the idea. Krishna will back it. If a devotee promises, Prabhupada was saying, if the spiritual master says to the disciple, please, with the disciple says, I'll take you to the spiritual world, he must go there, Prabhupada said. Krishna will see it to be true. He must go there. So you have to be very careful what you promise and what you said. There was a girl one of Radha Kund's daughters, following in her mother's footsteps to drop her first child in Vrindavan. She dropped all of her kids in Vrindavan. So she wanted a benediction. And I said, make Krishna Balarama pizza. So she, her brother Haridas, who's now 15, was 8 years old at the time, scampered up and brought it. I said, did Bobby make this? Bobby, she can't cook. My sister can't cook. My mother made this. Now she's a little bit indignant when I mention that, you know, because she's a good cook now, you know, but she couldn't cook then. And so so I offered it to Krishna Balaram and I took it. Then I had to go down to Loy Bazaar to do something. She was waiting at the end of the stairs. Hey, you got your pizza? A woman benediction. I have to think very fast in my feet. So I said, Bobby, your kid will become forward instead of backwards. Be better than Nandu. And if it's a male child, because he was scandalous. He made like 5 girls pregnant. Gurukul, he's pregnant. He's really scandalous guy, you know. And better than Kishori. If it's a female, better than her sister Kishori. Smarter than Kishori. She went, oh, wow. I saw her in Australia and I said, Mother, did my benedictions come true? She called her first child to her lap, Saravi. He goes, I think so. Quite interesting stuff. You had to be very careful what you ask for, what you state, because you have to be careful that it's true. So I was careful about it. I had to think fast in my feet, you know. So it was very interesting stuff. Orkya, it's time for questions now. We have about, 9 o'clock is, we should be finished now. Dekna Porega. How many questions? Dekna Porega. It's open season now for, any question goes, material, spiritual, doesn't matter. Bhotik, whatever.
Hari Om. Maharaj, you're telling about Bahirmukh and Antarmukh disciples. So, is it the same or makes some difference?
Is what?
You're telling about Bahirmukh and Antarmukh disciples.
Yeah. This is described in Amnaya Sutra by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, what's the question?
So, is there any difference or is it the same?
Bahirmukh are externally facing and Antarmukh is internally facing. So, Antarmukh or Gambira, they're sober. And Bahirmukh, they gave up on themselves a long time ago. They're interested in photo opportunities. They're externally facing. So there is a difference between the two. They're practically 180 degrees apart.
You're telling they're looking for opportunities, no? Bahirmukhs are looking for opportunities. Bahirmukh are looking for opportunities? Bahirmukhs are looking for opportunities.
Bahirmukh is looking for opportunities, photo opportunities.
Photo opportunities.
They're externally facing. They gave up on themselves a long time ago. Saddhana iti sadhana. Your spiritual practice is your eternal wealth. They gave up on themselves a long time ago. So there's basically 180 degrees between the two. Between Antarmukh and Bahirmukh. Basically 180 degrees between the two persons. Or kya? He's got one. Please wait, you're in queue. The old Mahanagar telephone Nigam used to say, please wait, you're in queue.
हरे कृष्णा महाराज माफ कीजिएगा मैं हिंदी में क्वेश्चन करूंगा महाराज आप तुलसी महारानी के बारे में बता रहे थे, तुलसी महारानी कभी भी भगवान के चरण से किधर भी नहीं जाते हैं, फिर आप बोल रहे थे वो हमारा कोई भी मनोकामना पूर्ण कर सकते हैं, तो हम और लक्ष्मी जी के बारे में बताते हैं वो कभी कभी जाके हमको हेल्प भी करते हैं, तो हम कैसे हम तुलसी महारानी से अपेक्षा कर सकते हैं कि हमारा हेल्प कर सकते हैं किसी भी हाल।
इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, देयर इज अ केरला भक्त दैट रियली सर्व्ड हर रियली वेल, बेटर देन एनीबॉडी आई हैव एवर सीन बिफोर। So I called him up in London from 2008 and 2009, and you know, to help this girl that was serving her in Soho Street Temple. She was having problems. So I called Sunand Kumar Das in Vancouver, and he said 50% perspiration and 50% take shelter. If they're not ready to do that, hardly know who she is. That was cool realization. 50% you should do shrama, you should serve her, and 50% ashraya. It's like, it's interesting that people say, like that saying, garva se kaho hum hindu hai. People say that, but actually doing it is another story. If it's kabhi kabhi, it'll take 6 months for Tulsi to do her magic on somebody. Sharabi wala, their chicken tikka wala, their dumrapan out the window. I saw this in 1990 at a medical hostel in Moscow. That, see, Russians are Caucasians. They put all these Southeast Asians in one medical hostel. You have the Bangladeshis, the Pakistanis, the Sri Lankans, the Nepalis, and the Biharis, and the Oriyas, and they all play cricket on Sunday. So they have this medical hostel, little tiny room. And they have some plastic to bifurcate it in three sections. And they said, here's your 2.5 square meters. Do whatever you want. Come on, it's not enough to practically lie down in 2.5 square meters. Somebody had a little altar. Come on, what's your etiquette? You're from Southeast Asia. What's your etiquette? Just offer her a couple drops of water. Come on, just offer some incense. Come on, just offer some lamp. You know, what's your etiquette? And 9 months, 6 months, their chicken tikka, dumrapan, sharab, out the window. And there was a girl that I ran into, I don't know her name. After I gave a lecture about Tulsi Rani in Nizhny Novgorod, about 10 hours east of Moscow, she described how she became a devotee. In 2 weeks flat, she became antarmukh in the middle of the winter. So her friend, a neighbor, had to go to Moscow to make money. Typical. 90% of the money is in the capital city. Typical. And I've been in that city in the month of January. It's like negative 19 centigrade in the shade. Wow! Really cold. So Tulsi Rani is a tropical plant. So she gave it to her neighbor who was favorable. What's this? This is a plant from India. Well, what do I do? Just give it water and sing songs. I didn't get a chance to see her. What did you sing? And Rani, she's Baba Grai. Ah, she's trying her best. Poor girl, she doesn't know what to do. So within 2 weeks, she became antarmukh, internally facing. She gave up meat eating and drinking liquor in the winter. For a Russian girl, that's pretty good. Then she got a Bhagavad Gita in the streets of Nizhny Novgorod. Very few book distributors these days. So in the Bhagavad Gita it said, come to the temple. Now, who buys our books and comes to the temple? She did. Then after she went, there was a cafe. There's a cafe with 4 tables. Come and take prasadam. Now, who buys our books, comes to the temple and eats prasadam? She did. After she took prasadam, she was invited to see Gaur Nittai. Go upstairs, take darshan of Gaur Nittai. Now, who buys our books, comes to our temple, eats prasad, go see Gaur Nittai? She did. Next to Gaur Nittai was growing Tulsi Rani. Not now, then. And so she said, oh, I got a plant like that. And devotees laughed. Nobody preached to her. She knew nothing of the philosophy. Serving Tulsi Rani made her a devotee from scratch. Nobody preached to her. 2 weeks, she became a devotee. Dohapta. 2 weeks. So it's like, it's very interesting. People say that they're interested in doing something. But like a mali, server like a mali, that's another issue, another story. So it's like, if you pay peanuts, you attract monkeys. You know, is the saying that. So you get what you pay for. One pujari from America said, I don't offer any chemical oils. I only offer chandan lakri. Then the next year he said, I'm only offering tulsi. What's going on? Adi Baba, I found these Shalaramacharyas are taking chandan lakri and dipping it in some chemical scent to give it a smell. Interesting stuff. So, tulsi is real. And in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 263, quoted from Vayapurana, says, if you don't have tulsi for any reason, you can touch a tulsi stick as an offering of tulsi or invoke her name. Adi Babari. You don't even have to have her in your hand to offer her to Krishna. Interesting story. Krishna is everywhere in everyone's heart. His spouse is not. She must be. She must be everywhere. What's your question now?
Haribo. Yes. Maharaj, talking about Tulsi Maharani and serving her, I've seen that in some devotees' houses, Tulsi Maharani is beautiful, flourishing, and in some houses, she wilts away. Is that a direct relation to the service?
Yeah. Basically, do you have a light in the winter? And they go, what's a lamp? You know, I mentioned my Tulsi Amrita. I have pictures of it. Good lamp to get. She's not a poor girl. And in Wales, I was talking about getting a lamp for her. And one lady goes, how am I going to convince my husband about this expenditure? Because in UK, they got bills on top of their bills there. So I says, oh, I got an idea. Just put a hundi in front of your Tulsi Rani. And when you see her in the morning, put one British pound in the slot. Tack! And at the end of 180 days, there you are. You got your lamp. And, you know, it cost 180 pounds. Probably costs more nowadays, you know, to get her lamp. And so she did that. And 7 months, I get an email from her. I can't believe it. Money flying all around. Business we never saw before. And he says, she's not a poor girl. She'll pay for it. See? Just set your infrastructure up, you know, and she'll pay for it. Don't worry about it.
And what about the little white flies? How do you get rid of those?
White flies. There are different things that you can do. Basically, you should have about 3 or 4. You can use neem spray. You like neem. Neem spray to wipe out the white flies. So there's a sticky paper you can put on the reflectors. It's green or yellow sticky paper. And the flies stick on that. Have a good journey. You put a stupid Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna, something. Have a nice journey, you know, that's all. So, you know, whether it is or chemicals, there are some naturopathic. In the old days, like for mealybugs, we used to use malathion 50. Nuke those guys, you know. Just nuke those bugs, you know. So one sannyasi friend of mine said, we used to do that. I remember using malathion 50 too. And they would say, nowadays there's a lot of homeopathic sprays, you know. So you're trying so many things, whether it's chemicals, whether it's naturopathic, you know, or whether it's fly paper. Killing is killing, you know. I didn't kill, my stick is killed, you know. Of course you're killing. My dad, you know, have a nice journey. It's like, I was talking, there's in Vrindavan, they're very hesitant to kill the cockroaches. They're crawling all over the deities, flying dates, you know, they're crawling all over the deities like that. So we used to use boric acid powder mixed with 10% boric acid powder mixed with 90% sugar. And the sugar attracts them, and the cockroaches roll in it and carry it back to their nests. And it gets in their pores. They can't breathe. And so it kills the people in their nest also. Interesting stuff, you know. When the cockroaches start to crawl on the deities and get everywhere, then get rid of these guys, you know. It's like a mouse. You have to get rid of them now. They're the carriers of so many diseases. Get rid of them. you know, I didn't kill, my stick is killed, you know. You put some peanut butter on a trap and offer that peanut butter to Krishna and have a nice journey. Move those guys, you know. Have a nice journey, you know, like that. It's interesting stuff. Specifically, mice and rats are just really smart. They avoid the traps that devotees set. They try to catch them and throw them out. So then you can only do is nuke those guys. Sprinkle some stupid rat poison or some stupid rat traps and nuke those guys. That's the only thing you can do. What to do? Like that. So basically, it's like that. It's one devotee put, I was talking about getting a lamp for Tulsi Rani. And in Lithuania, he got a lamp. And his Tulsi was almost disappeared. And she, as soon as he got a lamp, she sprung back to life. He was so impressed, he gave me a white paper, the difference between sodium vapor and metal halidate, high-intensity discharge lamps. And so I published it in Tulsi Amrita for everybody to read. And the sodium vapor lamp won hands down. According to the scholarly presentation by some lady in the university, it's a white paper that they published. I published it. Pretty cool. Orkya. It's 9:03. There's a lot of people here. Come on, gang. Give me something more. There's a lot. We should have 100 questions. In Melbourne, I was on a Wednesday in Jagannath Rams, Namahatta, and I got 150 questions waiting for me in a bowl. So 150 questions means you got 20 seconds per question. That was pretty interesting. And Drew's better than that, you know. So you should be able to give me more questions than that. Or yeah. It doesn't matter, Bhotik or... And another thing is about the children. If we don't get questions from the kids, we're all in trouble. Like that. Specifically, we like to get questions from the kids. Do you get a question? You know what I'm going to... How come? They babble nonsense all day long. And when you ask them a question... I don't have a question, you know. Like that. Hey, what's your question? Yeah. Hey, Sachit, kya karega? Koi prashn nahi hai, kya karega? Bas.
I asked this question yesterday. I'm asking it again. Maybe by some other realizations. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we're talking about the subject matter being him being non-partial. In the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 12, from verses I think 13 through 20, he says, such and such a bhakta is very dear to me. One who is non-envious, one who is blah, 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 blah. So when somebody says that you are dear, that means the rest are not. So there is partiality, right?
No, it's not partiality. It means you're not as dear. You're dear, but not as dear. This is really dear to me. It's described in Bhagavatam and Uddhava Gita, where Krishna tells Uddhava that neither my brother Sankarsana or Lakshmi Devi is as dear to me as you. So there's good, better, and best. Everything is good, better, and best, you know. Everything can be divided into good, better, and best, you know. Uddhava was really dear. It doesn't, just like, for example, when it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnu's Tulasi Chata Torika, it doesn't denigrate Lakshmi Devi. We're not trying to denigrate her. It just means Tulsi's better. That's all. It doesn't mean that Lakshmi is lousy. No. It means Tulsi is better than Lakshmi. Interesting stuff. Yeah. It's simultaneously one and different. You know? The same and not, you know. It's interesting stuff. My Sanskrit Pandit godbrother Mukunda Dutta was quoting a verse from the Surya Siddhanta written by Vallabhacharya that just as unmentionable waters entering the Ganga attain the state of the Ganga, so unmentionable people attaining Vaishnava Diksha become Sadhutvam. So, Sadhutvam. And so that's interesting stuff. So we were talking about the nullas in Vrindavan. He goes, you're not going to bathe by the nulla, but the nulla is not going to stop you from bathing. It's very interesting stuff. When you chant Vallabhacharya's Yamunastakam or Rupa Goswami's Yamunastakam, there's actually a lot more than that. There's actually like seven. Jai Vijay gave me about seven more. Some of them are Sanskrit, tongue-twisting Sanskrit. That the good old days when Yamuna used to flow by Vrindavan, you know, like that. So, and people used to use the water for everything, you know. You go to bathe, you wash your cloth, you know, use it for puja. They would never think about denigrating your mother, you know, like that. Nowadays, there's a lot of nullas flowing into the Yamuna. Dinabandhu laughs that Haryana, UP, and Delhi took all the water and left us with nothing but the stool. Like that. The Supreme Court is trying to clean it up, but the problem is the jat farmers. They are not ready to give up their water. So, they're going slow, which means the Supreme Court has to chastise them again and push them again in order to get a resolution out of the thing, in order to get the state governments to act like that. It's kind of like the same kind of thing that the pollution in Delhi had to get really bad for the Supreme Court made a statement, but the pollution had to get really bad for them to make a second statement and force the government to act a little bit stronger. That's the way Indian society works. It's like one thing, if you're not going to take care of your husband, your parents in old age will throw you in the slammer for 3 months. So, why would they have to make that rule in the parliament unless it's going on? The children are abandoning their parents and they have to stay in for open. If you're not going to take care of your parents in your old age, we'll put you in the slammer for 3 months. Where would the reason that they have to make that rule in the parliament unless it's going on? Okay, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna.